Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Poet. We've got some tough breaking news overnight. The AP is reporting that an unknown number of people have been killed by a massive fire in a London high-rise. It's unclear how many people have been killed, but more than 50 people have been sent to area hospitals, and the fire commissioner described the blaze as an unprecedented incident. Back in the United States, President Donald Trump may have inadvertently laid out a bit of a conundrum for House Republicans. He called the House Republican health care package mean. Yes, the one that he championed in the Rose Garden with all House Republicans standing behind him. The one that Trump and his surrogate spent days pleading with House Republicans to pass. Trump's words aren't being taken lightly. They are angering a lot of House Republicans. The question now is, if the Senate passes a more moderate health care bill, will Republicans walk the plank for a second time for Donald Trump after he dumped all over their health care bill? What do they tell their constituents about the president calling their health care bill mean? House Republicans that we talk to are not happy. We'll have to see how this one turns out. One more quick thought. Republicans on Capitol Hill spent years decrying behind-the-scenes machinations of governing. Now they have an attorney general that is refusing to discuss his conversations with the president, and a Senate majority that's seeking to pass a health care bill without any hearings. The New York Times breaks down the state of play on Trump and Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. Trump has considered firing Mueller, but he has listened to his staff, who have discouraged him. His staff has won out for now, White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters Tuesday. While the president has every right to fire Mr. Mueller, he has no intention to do so. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Gary Cohn is managing the search to replace Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen, whose term runs through January. Trump hasn't ruled out reappointing Yellen, and some think Cohn wants the slot. Our own Sungmin Kim and Josh Gerstein have their five takeaways from yesterday's Sessions testimony on Capitol Hill. Sessions' go-to line was, "I don't recall." Senate Republicans were willing to run interference for Sessions, while all Senate Democrats were harsh toward him. All Republicans treated him quite gingerly. Sessions was rattled under pressure. The still new attorney general had little practice at the witness table, and it showed. Sessions and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein were testifying on Capitol Hill simultaneously Tuesday, but they weren't always in sync, and a lot of unasked questions remain. The most glaring: did Sessions ever offer to resign due to Trump's dissatisfaction with his job performance? USA Today is reporting that nearly 200 Democratic members of Congress filed a lawsuit against President Trump Wednesday morning, alleging that his continued ties to his business empire violate the U.S. Constitution. Democratic lawmakers will hold a press conference at 10 a.m. in the LBJ room on Capitol Hill. On the ground in Virginia, the race for governor is going to be between Democratic Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam and Republican candidate Ed Gillespie. First in playbook this morning, the Obamacare political war. Save My Care, a group working to pressure lawmakers not to kill the Affordable Care Act, is spending six figures on radio ads in Alaska, Maine, Nevada, and West Virginia to pressure senators to oppose repealing the law. Rachel Bate is reporting that some House Freedom Caucus members want to raise the debt ceiling by a smaller amount than the Trump administration would like, just long enough to clear the 2018 midterm elections. Our take: the administration is going to make a decision that does not rattle markets. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.